Mary Bunting. Choo choo, chugga chugga chugga, choo shit. Welcome folks, thanks for tuning in to Bullshit. Today I would like to talk about the supply chain issue we have in the United States. Where I live there is a Union Pacific depot which trains usually run through 3-4 times a day. Since COVID however we are lucky if we see or hear one or two during a week. COVID has strained the system no doubt, but I'm not just going to blame COVID. This is just my thoughts. Coming from the strangest year I have ever lived, into the craziest year we will see since 1929. Have you ever read The Grapes of Wrath? That's right, Great Depression is coming quickly. Pull your money out of the bank and stuff it under your bed, or buy gold and bury it in your yard. It's coming. There is this thing called supply and demand, and when your country is dependent on processed food, paper, construction material, plastics and semiconductors, you don't shut them down. COVID or not, the country still needs to function. All this can come down to the signs that we missed back in 2020. Everyone and their mother went in and spree bought all the hand sanitizer and toilet paper. Larger than life companies shut down to help stop the spread of COVID. Every important material that either is produced in this country or is the final product comes from another place. Well, what happens when the standing inventory goes away? Oh, that's right, need to start these massive plants and manufacturers up again. Oh, guess what? The employees that work for these places are getting unemployment benefits and not coming back to work. So the companies need to hire and retrain new employees. For the country that says it's a world power, we sure do get crippled by some stupid legislation that rips out the heart and lungs of the country. For what? Keep sending out money, Biden, fuck not paper ones, because the paper checks for every person would cost a fortune. Oh wait, no lumberjacks working because you said it wasn't an essential job. Do we see what is happening here? Half of Oregon wants to be part of Idaho, thousands of Californians are moving to Texas, Arizona, and Tennessee. New Yorkers moving to Florida. Really? The second most blue state in the Union moving to the second biggest red state. Where and what is happening? Companies uprooting and planting in new states, guns are being sold in such high numbers that the firearms companies can't keep up, snap sorry they don't have employees either. Ammo, wood, gas, oil, metals, beef, chicken, everything is either not produced anymore, or on a very small scale which is not sufficient for the demand. This, my friends, is the real crisis. We are functioning on a scale that resembles us back to 1880s or some shit. Not only has this pandemic set us back, but it dug us a huge fucking hole that will inevitably be a tipping point in production in the United States. Just thinking of this makes me angry and or sad at the same time. I grew up in a nation that made in America, meant something, and now our whole future is dependent on other countries. When you order a stainless steel product from an American firm and it takes 4 months to get to you, you wonder why? Is it the raw materials, or the foundry? What about the processing plant? It all backtracks to the individual, and company bosses, not to mention that the feds are sticking their fucking head in telling everyone to stay the fuck home. Logical thinking may need to be applied. This may come as a shock, but our leaders or puppets are as stupid beyond that of a pig. I thought that the people who work for the government are supposed to be watching out for bottlenecks and issues before they become an issue. Someone needs to be fired. Maybe start from the top. Every one of them, in this administration and probably a few from the last. Dr. Fauci for damn sure. What a waste of taxpayers' money on his ass. What a two-faced whore he is. Most if not all of the FDA and NIH. Put away the scare tactics, and man the fuck up to your mistakes. I believe that instead of telling people to stay home, maybe we should bring things all the way back to production and plus more. Make a stance and be a world power for real. If not, then, we are defeated and give the crown to China or Russia. If those countries are struggling with their supply chain, then why don't we take the opportunity to beef up our industry, and crush the opposition, and stop being dependent of others for our well-being? I truly do have a clue what we are doing. I just see us wasting time, which in turn is losing power every day we stand still like deer in headlights. Thank you for reading or listening on your favorite podcast. Like and subscribe today so you don't miss the next episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Kempton Cook.